17 season recap. Ryan, how are you?
If you can hear me, I'm great. Apologize. Special base with staff there for 1 second and lost track. So, Mr. Chairman, Commission members, Secretary Roebling, Ryan Rayner, District Park Supervisor based out of Farm Island Recreation Area here in Pierre. Also have the pleasure of working with the statewide snowmobile program. Unfortunately, the beginning of this presentation probably is going to be a little bit more doom and gloom with the East River and West River update, but I promise to finish on some high notes here as far as what the program's got going on and where our revenue's at right now, which is really good. So as far as the East River grooming season went, again, just not our best season as far as snow conditions, trail conditions out there. Out of the 15 clubs that groom, sign, and maintain over 1,000 miles of trails, six of them never turned a track, unfortunately. Out of the 9 that are left of the 15, we only had, it was 6, or excuse me, 4 that actually groomed more than once. So out of that 9, only 5 groomed one rotation around their trail system. So, again, since I've been working with the snowmobile program since 2008, just a few years in there where I wasn't, the least amount of grooming that we've done on the eastern side of the state, unfortunately. In the Black Hills, I'll share some statistics here with you that'll, again, kind of share that same kind of doom and gloom comparison. In 2018 and 19, the number of grooming hours on the 6 groomers that we have located in the Black Hills, that was 4,406. The number of miles on those 6 total was 30,856. Last year, the number of hours was actually 6,364. The number of miles was just over 42,000. And then this year's numbers, again, as a comparison, the number of hours on all the groomers in the Black Hills, just over 2,700 hours. And the number of miles is just over 19,000. So our traffic counters that we have on the trail system, those numbers were down significantly. Don't get me wrong, we definitely had a lot of use on the trails. But unfortunately, because of our nicer weather that we had, while that probably works for most, it certainly doesn't work for snow and trail conditions and grooming and that particular recreational activity. So, you know, we hope next year we have a different snow and trail-related season. But on both sides of the state, just not the best snow and trail conditions for us. With that, of course, you've heard me speak in front of the commission before in regards to the veterans, SDSU veterans ride. Because of COVID, that ride was canceled. Game Fish and Parks is ready to proceed forward with the event. With the majority of the event is obviously outdoors, where we can social distance and stay safe. It was SDSU that had decided to cancel it. I believe they had some sort of a SDSU COVID-related committee that gave the yes or no on those types of events. So the big push or big concern, I should say, from the Veterans Affairs Office at SDSU was whether or not, you know, this 1 year it's dropped, if it's just, we're going to lose that momentum. And between Game Fish and Parks and the snowmobile community, the South Dakota Snowmobile Association, the advisory council, I reassured them that we are fully committed to the event. And we certainly look forward to the event next year, which always happens on the Saturday of a Martin Luther King weekend. So look forward to that event for next year. So those are kind of the doom and gloom of the snowmobile season here. So I'll kind of finish quick in regard to some of the positives that we've seen from the season. Out of the $1.3 million budget authority that we have for this fiscal year, our current expenses as of the end of March are just over $751,000. And this is really a huge positive for us. Our current revenue is standing at $780,000. You know, lack of snow, you would assume that revenue would go down, but like a lot of recreational vehicles, That's just there's a high demand for snowmobiles right now. The main reason for this increase in revenue compared to maybe where we've been the past 4 or 5 years is our excise tax. Excise tax when you purchase a new or used snowmobile is still 3%. That number is up significantly compared to the last 5 or 6 fiscal years. In fact, the last fiscal year where we were anywhere close to the $240,000 in just that revenue category was back in FY16, and that was $239,000. So snowmobiles were flying off the shelves. The dealers couldn't keep them before they got the new ones in. They couldn't keep them, or they already had them sold, and the new ones that they would, or used ones that they would get when they traded in, again, those were rarely on the showroom floor before they were sold. So that was a great thing for us. It's great to see our revenue go up, and it's good to see our revenue is above our expenses, which really hasn't been the case for the past few years. So thanks for that excise tax. Working with another positive here that we've got going on is I've been working with NIA, Betsy, as regards to getting our snowmobile safety program, the safety training, onto online through Calcomy. The department, of course, has a variety of programs where you can get certified. The snowmobile program, especially in comparing to the other Snowbelt states, is kind of lacking behind providing that opportunity. Of course, COVID was a big push. This was, of course, the push also by the South Dakota Snowmobile Association. And so over the past couple of months, been working with NIA and Calcomy. We expect that the ability to get certified for snowmobile operation for that program to be live by the end of the summer here. So we're on track for that to be available certainly before next snowmobile season. I anticipate that while the main goal is to just provide that opportunity, we still got clubs that are very active in providing this snowmobile safety class on the ground across the state. But again, this is just another opportunity where they can get that certification. We are still encouraging those that do take the course online to still connect with the local snowmobile club that is providing the course so they can still get that hands-on training with the snowmobile besides just what they're going to see during the class, or if they took the class with the local snowmobile club, taking care of the book stuff and then taking care of, course, the physical use of a snowmobile, getting on it, riding it, and using it in that regard. With that being said, again, those were kind of the positives that we were able to end on. Our budget's in good shape. Our revenue's looking really good. We still, of course, got a couple months left in the fiscal year where, of course, we will add to that revenue. And I do fully anticipate that we'll be adding money to our snowmobile trails fund at the end of the year. So with that being said, that was kind of a quick update. I would certainly entertain any questions from the commission.
Thanks. Do we have any questions for Ryan? Thanks a lot, Ryan. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
We'll go on to number 19, 2021 Capital Development Project. Adam, are you with us?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, please.
Chris, do you have my presentation?